Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Tiffany. How may I help you?
Yes, I called Monday because y'all charged me for a bottle of, I don't know, the CBD freeze roll-on, and I did not order it. And y'all told me that you would refund my account because it had not been shipped yet, and that I would see the money back in my account in, you know, about 3 business days. Well, that was on Monday. Today's Friday, and I still don't see my refund.
Let me get an account pulled up. Refunds take 3 to 5 business days, but let me get an account pulled up. What's your zip code, please?
Today's day 5, and I still don't see a refund.
It would actually be considered as next Monday, but what's your zip code?
32068.
And your first and last name?
Melissa Truett. T-R-U-E-T-T.
All right, and verify your shipping address.
4770 Timothy Street, Middleburg, Florida.
All right, thank you. And give me just a moment to go over your account. Okay, so I see where they said you only wanted a one-time shipment, but you signed up for a subscription. That's why that product was trying to go back out. So let's see. So it's the CryoFreeze CBD Pain Relief Roll-On. And let's see.
I would not sign up for a subscription for something I only wanted to try because Dan Bongino suggested it. And it does not work nowhere near as good as another product.
Out for this product is already out for delivery. So you're going to have to.
No, ma'am. Now, Monday, I called her and she told me they had not shipped it.
It shows that the item is out for delivery and it was delivered today. It's going to be delivered today. I'm going by the tracking.
I'm not paying for this item. And I talked to her Monday. She told me it had not been shipped. Now, why would she lie to me?
Now, that's a good question. I don't know, but I'm looking at it and it shows that it's going to be delivered today.
I won't accept it.
Okay. So what you would have to do in order for that to be refunded for the $27.96, because let me make sure she canceled this account.
I want to speak to your supervisor then, because she told me it was not shipped. I did not sign up for recurring shipment. I only wanted to try it. I do not want to spend $27. And matter of fact, I don't like to do bad reviews, but if I have to, I will. And I told this woman Monday, It just popped up on my account. Make sure it hasn't been shipped. She said, no, ma'am, it has not been shipped. I've got it caught. Matter of fact, I've got her name written down in my book if I have to get up and go get it. I am not paying for this, and I want it accredited to my account.
I'm going to send you over to a supervisor, but they're going to want you to return that item before any refund is issued on this account.
I'm not paying for the shipment. Because I didn't sign up for recurring shipments.
Hold on for just a second. Let me send you over to a supervisor.
Kenya.
All right, thank you for holding for me. I just have to get everything noticed so the supervisor can know a little bit about what's going on. I'm going to send you over to the supervisor now. And thank you again for calling OMAX Health. And as a small business, we do still appreciate your business. I'm going to send it over, but I, you know, did, you know, let her know what was going on with this account, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you again, and have a wonderful day.
You too.